Welcome to Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, founder of SCR Insights, one of the leading data platforms in the industry. Through using data and analytics, I've been able to replace my W-2 with cash flow from my successful short-term rentals. And my goal is to help you achieve the same freedom and success. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just a novice looking to make your mark, Cashflow Positive is your go-to resource for unlocking the full potential of your property portfolio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell. And today, we're going to be talking about commercial loans. And should you use one? How do you know when to use one? And does it make sense based on your situation? So I'm going to go over a couple different examples. But the reality is, like, look, there isn't a nice cookie cutter way of being like, hey, use a commercial loan or do a conventional financing loan. I am going to talk about the differences, and sometimes you might be pigeonholed into doing commercial loan based on your financial situation, but it's a really good opportunity to say, hey, go talk to a lender to understand what you are qualified for when we go to purchase a short-term rental property. And so it's really, really important to, first off, speak to a lender and understand your options. But one thing I know for certain is that commercial loans, although seem attractive and sexy, they usually have worse terms than conventional financing. And it depends on the lender, obviously, but that's typically true. And so don't just run off and get a commercial loan because you can. Understand your options, okay? So I want to share my experience with commercial lending and how that process went, and share why I made the decision I did to get a commercial loan instead of conventional financing. And then also, I've done conventional financing too, and talk about that. So I bought one of my lake properties was with a DSCR loan, which is a loan type that's commonly used in our industry. And DSCR stands for debt service coverage ratio. So basically what that means is they look at the revenue of that property, the potential revenue of that property, or if it currently has rents, that's preferred, but that's not required. They look at the potential revenue of that property based on SCR Insights or other data platforms. And then they look at the debt or the monthly mortgage payments. And they go, is there enough revenue to cover the debt? And they usually like to see like at least a one for one, meaning that when I say one for one, that means like there's enough to pay the mortgage based on the revenue of the property, or potential revenue of the property, okay? Not other expenses and landscaping and Wi-Fi and all that stuff, just to cover the mortgage, okay? So the standards for a DSCR loan are actually quite low in terms of what the property needs to produce in order for it to make sense. Rough rule of thumb, I typically see their standards about a 10% gross ROI, meaning that the gross revenue needs to be about 10% of the purchase price. Now, if you followed me and listened to this podcast, you know that that's a terrible deal and would probably actually go negative with actual expenses. We want, as SDR investors and cash flow positive listeners, we want the deal to be at least 15% gross ROI, meaning 15% of the gross purchase price is your gross, or sorry, 15% of the purchase price is your gross revenue. So there's a couple of reasons why I did a commercial loan. So number one, commercial loans do not go on your DTI or your debt to income ratio. When you do a typical either 10% down or 15% down or conventional, it doesn't have to be 10 or 15, it could be 20 or more. They look at your debt to income, meaning they look at how much money are you generating based on, if you're self-employed like me, they look at my tax returns, or if you have a W-2, they look at your salary, and they go, okay, based off that, can you actually afford to buy another house? If you were fronting, you weren't making any income at all, because they don't look at the income or potential income of that property, can you front the payments based off of your just general wages that you're earning? Okay. And it's more of a risk assessment. So when we look at the DTI, as we take on more debt, like cars and loans and, you know, could be for cars, student loans and credit card debt and other things, that hurts our debt to income ratio. We have some sort of debt. Everyone pretty much has some sort of debt. Okay. So it's really important to note that, like, you need to understand what your debt to income ratio is before you go into, you know, decide what type of loan you're going to do. Because, like I said, if your debt to income is really high, you might have to go commercial. So when I did my commercial loan, my debt to income ratio was pretty good. But at the time, I was thinking about moving and buying a primary home or upgrade. Okay. But so if I took on another property that was under my debt to income ratio with conventional financing, I wouldn't really have enough room to buy another primary home that we were looking to do. And so I had to do commercial, or I chose to do commercial at that point. Okay. So the commercial financing, they don't look at your debt to income. They just look at the revenue potential of the property, which we already talked about and how they do that. So in that instance, I knew, I'd made that decision at least, that I'm going to do a commercial loan here because I am going to be taking on more debt by buying another house. Therefore, I need to kind of protect that DTI and keep that low so I can buy a primary residence and not impact my purchasing power. So that's really important. Now, if I wasn't, I could leverage my DTI and get a conventional loan. Now, why would I do a conventional instead of commercial? Well, the conventional allows me to get better terms. Okay. So understand, first off, number one, as you're like kind of diving into what you need to do and everything, always run your numbers. Look at multiple scenarios based on your situation and always, always run your numbers. Obviously, like I've taught, you know, we talk about using a pro forma, which is the calculator spreadsheet that breaks everything down and it calculates, you know, like the down payments and the expenses, but the mortgage payment with the interest rate. Okay. So understand your numbers as you're doing these types of deals. With commercial loans, okay, what is required? It's really understanding, number one, your credit score. Okay. So they're going to look at your credit score and say, hey, how, you know, lendable is this person, not your income. Okay, they're only going to look at your credit and then the revenue potential of the property. So the commercial loans actually require less kind of documents. But here's the thing. Although they don't go on your debt to income, okay, they might show up on your credit and sometimes they should and they shouldn't. The reality is they shouldn't because it's considered business unless it goes on your name. Okay, and with DSCRs, there's two types of DSCRs. There's ones where you can, there's more, but the reality is there's two main types, okay? So the first type goes in your name. So if you buy a property and you do a DSCR in your name, they're not going to check your income, but they're going to look at your credit score, okay? And the property will go in your name. It will show up on your credit report, okay? Which banks could see that if you're trying to get loans for other things, and that could actually, although it won't count against your DTI, it will show up on your credit. That's really important. Whereas with a DSCR, you can actually put it in an LLC, and that's the other way, and that's what I did. So my DSCR loans that I have, they're in LLCs, meaning that the business owns the loan, is on the title and deed. And so the loan is with the business, and I own the business. And so basically, it doesn't show up on my credit report. Nobody knows that I own a property. Like when I did some primary lending, they don't know how many properties are actually owned that are in the commercial LLCs. They just see income coming in. So my income looks a lot better, which improves my my DTI for other, like the primary residence purchase. So understanding like leveraging that. And then also by putting in an LLC can give you some asset protection. But here's the catch. That sounds really attractive. Not on your credit score, not using DTI, and give you some asset protection, like some protection if somebody, you know, had a slip and fall or whatever, and they were trying to sue you personally. Instead, they can only sue the business. But the reality is, and here's the thing, the terms are worse on the commercial loans, okay? So interest rates are going to be higher, typically a point, point and a half higher. If you do it in the LLC, you're going to be point and a half to 2 points higher, which is percentages. So for example, with a conventional right now, it's about 6.5%. If I do a DSCR with an LLC, depending on the lender, it's going to be closer to 8%. And you're going to have to pay fees or what they call points in the lending world. So it might be, which is a percentage of the overall loan. So I might have to pay 1 or 2 points on the overall loan, whereas conventional, you don't have to pay as many points or fees. And so it's actually a little bit more expensive, which can hurt your cash flow. That's why you always need to run your numbers when you're making a decision on what type of loan you need to do. Even if you can't, so I work with a lot of people who can't do conventional finance. Okay, it's actually pretty common. They're self-employed or their DTI is tapped out. Even if you can't do conventional financing, okay, and you have to do a DSCR loan, the reality is that you need to make sure you understand the monthly mortgage payments and everything before you do the deal. I mean, it's a basic underwriting, right? Underwrite the property before you go into it. But talk to the lender and understand what the interest rates are. Okay, because if you're doing 8% instead of 6.5%, that's a huge difference. And that can make a big difference in your cash flow, your monthly cash flow at least, and your expenses are going to run a little higher. And so, and that which could kill certain deals. So although, you know, somebody might with who's looking at a property with traditional financing, it might make sense for them. If you're doing commercial, it might not make sense for you because you have higher expenses. I see this, you know, this kind of like a mistake from a lot of people who are doing commercial. They're coming in doing, okay, I'm going to have to do a commercial loan. And then they're underwriting everything with conventional terms. And it's not, there's just a lot more involved there. And so it's important to understand, like, know what you're going to do, talk to a lender, speak with a lender. That's why, surprise, surprise, in the next episode, we're going to hear from a lender, but understand your situation before you can actually go out and get the financing, or before you try to find actual deals, because the reality is, based on your situation, you might have to find properties that are grossing a little bit more or better deals on paper than what you're hoping for or what's currently out there. So understand that. Next, I think you should leverage your DTI, okay? Meaning like know when to do conventional and know when to do commercial. If you plan these things out, like if you don't just look narrow, go, I'm going to buy a property, I'm going to do conventional, or I'm going to do commercial. Look at like kind of like a 3 to 5 year plan. I know I talked about this on another episode, like kind of understanding short-term goals with the long-term and how they tie in. But like, look, think about things like, are you going to make any big lifetime decisions in the future coming up? Because if you are, you might need that DTI. Okay. But if you're not, leverage it. Okay. If you have that power and you feel really good about the deals, leverage it because you will get better terms. There was this craze a few years ago when DSCR came out, like everyone was doing. It was like this, the loan to do, you know, it's like, oh yeah, I got a DSCR, man. Like it was like the thing to get when you were buying a short-term rental property. And it's kind of settled down and people are kind of going back. But I mean, it was like literally like everybody and their mom was like doing DSCR when in reality, they probably could have gotten away with conventional, got better terms and had more cash flow from a conventional loan. And so it's not, there isn't a right or wrong answer to this. It's just based on your situation. But as you're trying to scale, which hopefully is the goal here and cash flow positive, learn to leverage your DTI and know when to say, yeah, you know what, let's do the conventional and let me tap out my DTI to a certain point. And here's a secret for you too. It's not a secret. It's just a fact. Okay. But I call it a secret. After 1 year or essentially a tax return for that property and its revenue, even if it's a conventional loan, it counts as income. So let's say that you have a property and you're paying a mortgage of $25,000 a year on this property. Well, that's obviously going to go against your DTI. But let's say that same property made $50,000. Okay. Well, your DTI actually shrunk. Okay. Because now it has to be on a tax return, at least 1 year tax return, where they can use that income. But they'll see the 25K, but then they'll say, oh, wow, you have 50K more of income now. Therefore, the 25 cancels out. And you actually show 25K more and your DTI is in a better position. So although today your DTI might be lower or sorry, higher and tapped out, meaning like you're not that lendable, in a year from now, because assuming the property is a good deal and it's going to cash flow, you're going to be in a better financial position. So don't just think like, oh, it's going against my DTI. It's going to be like that forever. It will, but your revenue will actually be higher. Your income will be higher. Therefore, it cancels it out, right? So that's why, like, leverage it. Don't be afraid to do conventional and be scared, you know, into commercial. Because I think commercial, it just the terms are kind of tough with the interest rates and then the fees with it. So just like you got to kind of like I said, we were trying to move and trying to buy another property. I just couldn't take on another loan in my primary name without screwing up my situation. And so that really put me in a commercial. But on the next purchase, I'm going to do it under a conventional because the terms are better and the fees are less. So let's just think about that as you're going and making these decisions. And that's what will help, you know. But the number one thing I could give you is just obviously work with a good lender. Lots of good lenders I recommend, but work with one who can take care, sit down with you and look at your situation and give you some good advice in terms of what you know, what the options are, then go and run the numbers. Then you'll know, okay, this is, and then think about the 2 to 5 year path and you'll get a decent idea of what you should do on that next purchase. All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Like I said, I'm bringing in another lender I'm bringing in a lender on the next episode where I'm going to interview him and he's going to talk about commercial lending. We're actually going to talk about building too, which is kind of cool. Should you build? What do you need to do to build for STRs? So we're going to talk about a bunch of different like lending products, mainly on the commercial side. And it'll be fun. Don't worry. It's not boring jargon. So it'll be fun and interesting. So I want you to listen to that episode and you'll learn some really cool tricks from that. So I'll see you on the next episode of Cashflow Positive.